I'm Mike Opelka from Pure Opelka, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. Confession time. I belong to an organization that at least one governor considers to be a terrorist organization. Or at least he believes we behave like we are terrorists. I'm talking about the comments made by Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy just a couple of days ago.
They act, quite frankly, in some cases as a terrorist organization. You know, you want to make safer guns? We will boycott your company. That's who they are. That's what they do.
Is it? Is that really who the NRA is? Daniel Malloy went on to accuse that the NRA is acting like terrorists because we don't want a national registry for guns. We don't want to end up like Germany did when the Nazis insisted on a registry. But Governor Malloy keeps pressing his point.
They have, in essence, become a terrorist organization.
Have we? 5 million members. If you go to the annual meeting this year held in Dallas, even though the mayor doesn't want it there, you will find more gun owners carrying weapons into the annual meeting and zero violence. The only violence you will find is probably related to protesters outside. So, Governor, if you want to believe that I, Mike Opelka, and the 5 million members of the National Rifle Association are terrorists, that's fine, sir. But we won't be spending any money in your state. Yeah, that's how we roll, with the Constitution, and we vote with our wallets as well. Testudo, my friends. Testudo.
They have, in essence, become a terrorist organization.